We're in a season where I'm sharing a topic on favor. Why is this topic important? If you are praying just like a believer, there's a huge difference when you are praying with guidance. It is very important to pray while knowing what you're doing. The Bible says, let God not be a liar. You see, the reason why so many people are praying and they're not seeing results, it's not because their prayers are not being answered. But there is an element of intelligence that is needed. What sets people apart, it is not how much they pray. It is the favor they possess. Say intelligence. We can have a person praying the whole night on the same petition. And another one, not even praying about it. But you can have different results. Because it is an issue to do with favor. Now, if I understand that the ingredients of baking a cake involves baking powder, involves sugar, why should I be struggling baking cake without ingredients? What will come out will not just be different from cake. It will taste different. In other words, if God gave us ingredients to say, if you want a miracle, now these are the things: anointing, prayer, favor, grace, this. So if I need a miracle, I must be in the confirmaments of the things that produces a miracle. Because if I look at the scripture, angels comes to Mary and mentions favor. To say the reason why this thing will happen through you, there is a favor, highly favored amongst many. So the catalyst of Mary's ability to produce Jesus without a man involved, such a miracle that it defiles science until today, will only require one catalyst, one ingredient: favor. The woman said, how? The angel said, listen, you are highly favored. So in this season when we are praying, imagine that you have got an ability where you carry the favor. We read the scripture, we won't go there again today, but we read the scripture, and in this scripture, the Bible says Jesus grew in stature, in wisdom, and in the favor. Meaning to say, favor can grow. If the Bible says Jesus grew in the favor, it means that if the favor grew on Jesus, it means favor can decrease or can increase. Another version says, and he increased in favor. Meaning, favor can what? Increase. Favor can decrease. Now, let's look at this. If your favor can increase, now, let's look upon your life. Is the favor increasing or decreasing? Or is constant? Because you may be thinking, everything's okay. I am praying. Well, actually, you are already out of the favor. Because King Saul began to do certain things, thinking he was doing godly things, but he was already out of favor. Remember, he wanted to do sacrifice with a prophet, but he was already what? Out of favor. You can even come pray with a prophet, but already you are outside favor. And he even went to the mountain 7 days waiting for a prophet. He carried a lot of things to give God. And when a prophet didn't appear, he even said, I cannot go home with my sacrifices. I would rather offer it to the Lord. And he took the sacrifice and offered. As he offered, the prophet came and said, what you have done is nonsense. And because you sacrificed without me being there, your kingdom will be torn apart. What you have done is disobedience. The man was so shocked. I just gave God. How can my giving become disobedience? Because the man had lost what? Favor. How do we know? God said it. That I have removed my favor from Saul. So his giving becomes useless. Now imagine you are in church and you're thinking you're doing things right and you're out of the favor. This is why this topic is very important, as it does not just give you help to understand the topic, but it restores you. It will help you to be restored. If any place you lost the favor, if the favor is decreasing or it's just constant, just in the same position, it will help you to reclaim the favor or to increase the favor in any. Oh my God. If you read the scripture, Paul is even praying for the church. May the grace increase upon you, because grace can increase. Faith can increase or decrease. That's what the Bible says. If anyone who is giving prophecy, let him prophesy according to the measure, because the faith can be measured. If I decree a thing and it's not happening, it tells me the level of my faith. Now, if it's not happening, people go and say, but I've been praying and nothing is taking place. But the Bible tells you that question the measure of your faith. That's why these teachings are important in a prophetic ministry, where they help you understand. You may be an anointed man like Saul, who was anointed by the same prophet, yet the man began to operate outside favor without knowing. Giving outside favor without knowing. Praying without favor. Going to the mountains for 7 days. Outside favor. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord. I need your favor.
I need your favor.
Restore unto me.
Restore unto me.
The favor.
The favor.
Say amen.
Amen.
You may trust you me. Trust you me. We may do the very same things and have different outcomes. Do you really think, just think about it. Do you really think we are the same spiritually? We're not. On salvation, we're all the same. But not on favor. You know, you compare yourself with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Are you comparing yourself with Peter? So we are all the same. Before Jesus, we are all the same. So somebody say favor. So favor is a catalyst. I know you have heard about favor. I know you mentioned favor in passing. But I know most of you do not know what favor can do. It can, within 6 days, favor can turn around your entire life. We looked on favor, that though the word is one, but favor has got different names in the Bible. In English, for lack of better word, they simply say favor. But this word, when it was being written in the Bible, it meant different things. However, the different things, they all mean favor. But in English, they just say favor as a word. This word is beyond just one definition. Now, we looked at some of the meanings. In our previous service, but one, I explained to you how many? Four. Amongst them, I shared to you that the word favor, it means hen. The word hen or chen. And I told you that this word means what? And it actually means supernatural attraction. If God gives you hen, or when you receive the hen or chen, you have an ability of supernatural attraction. Say supernatural attraction.
Supernatural attraction.
In this level, it is not how beautiful you are. It is not how good your presentation is or your business proposal. When they read it, or your CV, when they read it, there will just be a supernatural element of attraction. And they will say, no, you know what? We want you. We want this person. It is just a supernatural attraction. A favor that when you receive it upon your hand, everything about you begins to bring in a supernatural attraction. And we looked upon another word on favor, which was masa hen. So you find there's a hen there, but there's another word, masa. Which means what? An common favor. Genesis 6 verse 8. It talks about what? It talks about Noah. Now imagine that. There was the whole nation. I don't know how many people were there. Let's say 4 million or 7 million. God says, only you. It is a favor that singles a person out. Out of many, God says, you. Somebody say, I will be singled out. The Bible says, but Noah found favor. The word favor there is the word masa hen. Which means uncommon. Yes. Not available anyway. It's not with everybody. And then we also looked at another one. Which was what? Rason. Remember Rason? What is Rason? This one is when God approves you. Or divine endorsement. It only takes an endorsement to move you from one level to another. Now, that ability of being endorsed by God, because when you're endorsed in the spirit, even in the flesh, men and women will also endorse you. I gave an example of David. When a prophet endorsed David as a king, we read the scriptures that in Judah, men sat down, and they were not there when God was endorsing David. They were not even there. They didn't even know the prophecy that God said, you shall become a king. Men in Judah sat down. And they said, the only man that we can endorse to be our king is David. They didn't even know it was already a divine what? Endorsement. And when David left there and went into another kingdom of Israel, the Bible says, even in Israel, the men of Israel sat down and they said, can we make him a king? So when God endorses you in the spirit that you're a millionaire, I promise you, wherever you go, if there's an endorsement that you're a prophet, wherever you go, they'll call you prophet.
Amen.
If there's an endorsement in the spirit that this is your calling, it will be like that.
Amen.
It takes a particular favor to be endorsed. And we looked another one, hesed, which is another word for favor. Say hesed.
Hesed.
And we looked at Psalm 23, verse 6, which is a bilateral agreement. In other words, it is a covenant kind of favor where God says, this is what I agreed with a person. However, that person too must have made a covenant with God. So things are happening upon you. God is favoring you because there is an agreement. When David said, surely, goodness and mercy, the word goodness there is the word favor. And we'll look upon it as we go further today. The word goodness there is the word favor. And I will tell you what that word means in Hebrew. The word goodness there is the word favor. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days. Now, people just confess it. They don't even know what that means. Then he goes, immediately he finishes the statement, he goes into a covenant. Surely. The word surely, don't just read in English. The word surely is a word for covenant. When anyone else in the Bible says surely, or verily, verily, this is a covenant. Surely. Then he says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In other words, God tells him, I will do this. Goodness will be with you. And then he makes a covenant. I will dwell in the house. So this type of favor does not work outside your covenant. If you made a covenant with God that you shall be faithful in giving, and then miracles begin to happen, and you have stopped giving, it will also stop. If you made a covenant, you shall be in the house of God, and you have stopped being in the house, it will also stop. If you made a covenant that you shall be preaching to the poor, and you stop preaching, it will also stop. Because it comes in with agreements. Can we go to number five? Yes. Which is Yaqua? Say Yaqua. Yaqua. Y-A-Q-A-R. Yaqua. This one is on Proverbs 3 verse 4. This type of favor, the word favor there in Hebrew is the word Yaqua. This type of favor deals with the prominence. Prominence. Imagine that people right now, whether in your family, in our family groups, friends, they just look at you as you. But this type of favor makes people begin to look at you with the, like as a prominent person. It brings in importance. Come on, somebody say importance.
Importance.
Hey, this one. Imagine you're a junior at workplace and you have this favor. Guess what? Even if they ask a question, who must we promote? Everybody will be like this one. Yaqua. A favor that comes upon you and establishes prominence. So we may be 20 prophets and they may tell you, go to those prophets for prayer. So you will find yourself going to only one, a queue. People are like, what about us? Not that they are fake. No. Trust you me, they may even be true. But they may not have the Yaqua favor. Because what brings in prominence, it is the Yaqua. The favor that brings in. The Bible says, when you get this one, it makes you to receive, to be seen at high esteem. Not only by God, but also by man. Read the verse again. Read it. Now let's read together. One, two, three, go read.
And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
Exactly. So this one, people look at you with high esteem. Also, God looks at you with what? High esteem. Imagine God looking at you like, wow. So God puts you in the level of Abraham. Of, you know, when you say something, God says, no, do it. Imagine you saying to someone who is sick that you are healed. God honoring your words. It means God now is looking at you with high what? Esteem. Imagine you saying, Father, today I don't want rain. And then rain not falling. It means God has grouped you with Elijah. To be seen by heavens with high esteem. And to be seen by men with high esteem. When you carry this one, trust me, when you enter in a room, you shake the room. Amen. It doesn't matter whether it's a classroom or a boardroom, whatever room. When you enter there, they know that there's a presence of someone. These things look so simple, but it's, these are the things that open doors for men. Amen. These are things that when you speak, I'm talking to someone right here. Yes. Some here. These are things that can open doors for you. Who will be there? They ask questions. Who will be there? Raise your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I receive the favor.
I receive the favor.
Now, want to be the opposite of Yahweh? The lowly. The abandoned. So when you read the scripture, when men would come to God and say, who am I? And what is my family? They were just saying the opposite of Yahweh. So God can release this on your life. A very good example I told you is Saul. Can you imagine Saul was looking for donkeys? He was looking for donkeys. And then he meets a prophet. And he gets favor. What did the prophet say? The prophet said, today, you will be in my house. Ah. And the Bible says he was taken on the high table. And on that day, there were government officials. The Bible says so. There were government officials. But this boy was told to sit next to Samuel. The man was treated as a prominent person. Yet he was not. It takes the level of favor to be upon you to start changing things around you. Some of the things you are praying and chasing prayers, you will not even have to do such. You just have to activate certain levels of spiritual entities to confront problems around you. Imagine you saying, I'm going to a meeting. Father, I pray for Yahweh. Just arriving there, everybody says, oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Can I help you? Yeah. Say, no, come. Sit here. You see, even uncomfortable. See, this chair they're giving me. I just hope no one will come and say, get out. Not you go in a chair. You even sitting very humble. You sit at the back. They come. Hey, what are you doing here? Get out. No, Yahweh. Yahweh will give you prominence. Yahweh. Can I imagine? Did I do anything wrong? Say Yahweh. Father, I pray, give your people this level of favor. They have been rejected, looked under. People have buried them, treated them unfairly, thinking they are nobodies. Time has come when the graphs must change. I pray for prominence. This favor will begin to work around you. This favor begin to work around you. I invoke this favor upon your life. Shout your choir. Can we go ahead? Number 6. Verse 24 to 26. Can you read it for me?
Verse 24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them.
All right, so this type of favor is known as the shalom favor. This one, it is the favor that establishes peace. I pray for you now. The word countenance there, we'll look upon it very soon. It actually means favor. We'll look upon it in details. In a few minutes. Countenance and goodness. And it means what? Favor. Now listen to me. There's a certain favor that God can give you that brings you peace. Do you know there are people right now who are struggling with depression, anxiety, all these things are happening. And yet you find someone like a major one who's going through a lot of battles but is having so much peace. It's not just a coincidence. There's a particular favor of peace. This one, this type of favor is very important. It looks so simple like that, the shalom favor. It looks so simple as I'm telling you right now. But trust you me, some of you, the things happening is one problem after another problem after another problem. You have never enjoyed peace. May you receive shalom favor. I say, may you receive shalom favor. Every time, it's like you've never been at peace. You are solving this problem, another one is coming. As you are fixing this one, another one there is coming. As you are fixing this one, another one there is coming. All you need is the shalom favor. Peace, be still. Shall receive the favor. So tonight, we began, number one. Number two. Now, let's go to number three. Now, number three, it is also a level of favor, or the name for favor. Say Rahamim. By the time we're done with this teaching, you will graduate for a PhD. Say Rahamim.
Rahamim.
Now, this one deals not just with the word favor, but it is a favor for greatness. It's where God puts you on top and forgets you there. This type of favor, it is also famous of overriding judgments. Judicial judgments, people's judgments. Some of us, people judged us a long time ago. But we are still operating. Because there's what overrides people's judgments. Rahamim. There are people who may say, that woman, she's finished. But Rahamim proves them wrong. It is this type of favor that when your things are not moving well, even yourself have made up, you have given up. To say, here, I'm done. Rahamim will just show up and overturn events. Oh, yes. Lamentation 3, verse 22. Let's read it.
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Read again.
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Read again.
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
That word there, mercies, is same word for favor. If you check it in Hebrew, that word mercy there is the same word for favor. And it simply means a favor that overrides judgments. And it even overrides God's own judgments. Imagine where your name has been written into the book of death. 2 days later, you're in the book of life. What is that? Come on, tell me, what is that? It is a favor that overrides what? Judgments. There was already a judgment. It doesn't matter. Oh, there is this. The favor can turn things like, bah, just like that. There is a favor in this life that can turn the judgments of a doctor. A doctor says, by what I'm seeing, you've got only 1 month to live. Raise your right hand. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
By intelligence. I invoke
the favor.
I invoke
Rahamim.
The favor
that overrides
people's opinions.
Demonic judgments.
Witchcraft judgments. Against me, against my family, against my career.
I override every demonic ruling against me.
Every judicial perspective.
Against me,
I reverse.
By Rahamim.
The favor
that defeats
any opinion,
judgment
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. My God.
Let's go to number four for today. Tobu. Say Tobu favor. T-O-W-B. Tobu. Tobu. Okay, it's T-O-W-B. T-O-W-B. Tobu. This one now deals with money. Simple. It deals with what?
Money.
Prosperity, materials. Now, so if you look at the favors we just mentioned now, all the nine we just mentioned, there was no material, no what? This one deals with material. Cars, houses, mansions. You just have favor. Oh my God. People begin to wonder like, where is he getting money? They even begin to say you're doing drugs. Oh my God, it's a Tobu. The way to manifest on someone. I'm suspecting someone right now, whether he's here or watching me, but there is somebody. Say Tobu. Psalm 84, verse 11.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
Now, NIV. Can you read again, NIV?
Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless.
Okay, so no good thing does he hold. Now, wait. There's a word favor there, right?
Yes.
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor. The word favor, there's a word tobo. And honor. This one gives you honor. My God. Then it says, no good thing does he withhold. No good thing. A car, a house, anything good anyone would look for in this world. He does not hold it from you. If he's holding it, you are lacking what? Tobu. And when you get into this one, nothing good does God hold from you. Father, let this become a portion of someone. Please, take this teaching very seriously. Take this teaching very seriously wherever you are. Wherever you are, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the Tobu, the favor that will attract good things. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the favor that attracts good things. In the precious name of Jesus. The favor that God will give you is a Tobu favor. Any good thing you need to have, you shall have it. When Tob comes upon you, God doesn't hold anything good. The Bible says he does not hold. It is the scripture saying it. It says when you have this favor, it gives you honor and nothing good you want fails to come in your hands. Imagine seeing our scriptures and we don't even know these things. Just pray, Father, Lord, I'm praying. Open doors, open doors, open doors. And another one has got Tob. You are different. Another one has got, he has it on him. He has what attracts good things to come. Yet you pray for it. Can we do the last one? Let's do the last one. The last one is known as Panim. P-A-N-I-M. Panim. P-A-N-I-M. Panim favor. It's also in the Bible. Say Panim.
Panim.
This word means face or presence. Face or presence. It is used as an idiom or an idiom. Now, figuratively, when someone says, please do not give me your back, or do not turn your back against me. You get that? Or when someone says, He gave me his face. When I asked him, he looked upon me. You get that? Or when someone says he turned his back, or he looked, did you hear that? Now, that ability of seeing or giving you attention or presence as a kindness or a result of a goodwill, it is known as panim. Now, this one I have put as the last because it's the most important. It is the apex of all favors. Say panim. Listen to me. It is the apex of all favors. This one, you don't need God to give you his back. This one, so when you hear the Bible says, may he make his face shine upon you. Now that is like God is looking this direction. May he make his face shine. So it means he has to do you a goodwill. Then he has to look upon you. You understand? And that is known as panim. When God said, I will make my goodness pass before you. That's favor. In other words, I will look upon you favorably. I will do something because it's an act of favoring you. Listen, this one, it is the most important because when you are in trouble and then God is just quiet, my friend, God, I need this to be done, and God is silent. You need panim. Panim makes God, who was not even looking at you on that matter, to say, wait, okay, let me do this for this woman. And this is what is going to happen before we finish this month. Let me give you a scripture. You'll be very shocked, this scripture. Leviticus. We're going to check Leviticus 26, verse 9.
Leviticus 26, verse 9. For I will look on you favorably.
Exactly.
And make you fruitful.
What?
Multiply you and confirm my covenant with you.
What I mean is, so I will look on you. So I told you, right, that this type of favor deals with looking at. Now, so God may be looking at you, but not favorably. But this time around, he will look at you favorably. That favorably, it means what? Panim. Now, let me say this to you. There are players playing in the ground. Now, they are playing soccer and you're watching. As you're watching, you begin to look one player. And one may ask you a question, who amongst those players is your favorite? You'd be like, that one, number 11. Did you understand? In other words, you are looking at that person what? Favorably. Another one would be like, no. Miss. Another one would be like, no, Miss Ronaldo. Same team. What about that other guy? Say, no. It's not my. They are players. No one looks upon them favorably. So imagine God looking upon you favorably. Number one. Number two, imagine people looking upon you favorably. So panim, it is when people begin to look upon you favorably. God starts looking upon you favorably. Now, what is God is saying? He's saying, now I want you to understand the scripture here and the context here. The context says, I will look upon you favorably and prosper you and multiply you. Because I am looking upon you with the favor, I will make sure you multiply. I will make sure you have got money. You prosper. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful. Multiply you. In NIV. And I'm going to read again in TPT. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. If you're an accountant, you know the meaning of numbers. Imagine God says he will increase your numbers. If in your account there are only three figures in your account, three figures, and a dot, and a negative, then God says, I will increase your numbers. I will multiply. He says that he will multiply. Why? Because of Banim. Now, let's check message translation. I'll give you my full attention. You see the word of Panim? The meaning of Panim? Full attention. 24 hour service. I have been praying and nothing is happening. Receive Panim.
I receive it.
Just say, angels will be like, hey, what's up? Full attention. You say, Father, say, hey, what's up? What's wrong? What's wrong? Panim, say Panim. The scripture says, I'll give you my full attention. Can you read it? Just read it.
I'll give you my full attention. I'll make sure you prosper. Make sure you grow in numbers. And keep my covenant with you in good working order.
Did you see that scripture? I will make what? Sure.
You prosper.
Imagine it's you now who's praying. Father, Lord, I want to prosper. God says, no. When you have panim, I am the one who will make sure that you prosper. Imagine God putting an order, in a working order, to say this, after this has happened, you must be here after this, just to make sure you what? You prosper. Because he's looking upon you with eyes of favor, that things should go well with you and multiply. When people are planning evil against you, one person will stand up and says, no. They will speak good for you. Just raise up your hands where you are. I want you to open up your heart to God and pray, to say, God, I pray. I am your child. But by your favor, any judgment whether you made against me, I pray that you show me your favor. May that judgment be removed. Forgive me. After you make that prayer, you will now go to gear number two. Any judgment done by the devil against me, it is being deleted by your favor. Any judgment on my children or my family or my cousin, my mother, or my life, to say this is how I will end or this is how I will be, that judgment by the favor, I cancel it. May the favor work against any plan of the enemy. May the favor work against any plan of Satan. May your favor. So you begin to pray. And then you also go to number three. You even say, God, now, wherever I go, I pray for favor. So number one is repentance. Number two, you rebuke all judgments of the devil against you, your life, your personality, your being, your values, anything to do with you. You rebuke the enemy. Number three is to declare favor everywhere in your life.